الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading. You have made it to the 18th question and answer that the author had mentioned. رحمه الله تعالى. He says, سؤال: ما معنى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله؟ What is the meaning of the testimony لا إله إلا الله؟ What is the meaning of the testimony لا إله إلا الله؟ الجواب: معناها نفي استحقاق العبادة عن كل ما سوى الله تعالى، وإثباتها لله عز وجل وحده لا شريك له في عبادته، كما أنه ليس له شريك في ملكه. قال الله تعالى: ذلك بأن الله هو الحق، وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل، وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. The author mentioned the answer and the response to this. What is the meaning of the Shahada and La ilaha illallah? Its meaning is to negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah. Its meaning is to negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah and to affirm it solely for Allah alone, the mighty and majestic, with no partners in worship, with no partner in his worship, just as he has no partner in his dominion, just as he has no partner in his dominion, in his authority, command, and control over the creation. Likewise, he has no partner and worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah the Most High, he said, the meaning of which is, that is because Allah, he is the truth, meaning the only true God who is worshipped in right, that exists, who has no partners or rivals with him. And besides him, whom they invoke are but falsehood, and that Allah, he is the Most High and the Most Wise. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. That is because Allah, he is the truth. And he is the true God who is worthy of worship, who is worshipped in truth and in right. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa anna ma yad'una min dunihi huwa al-batil. And that which they call on and supplicate to and devote themselves to and worship besides him is falsehood and not worthy of worship in any aspect or in any manner. Wa anna allaha huwa al-aliyul al-kabir. Wa anna allaha huwa al-aliyul kabir. And that Allah, he is the Most High, the Most Great. He is the Most High, the Most Great. So the author, he's mentioning here, rahimahullahu ta'ala, that this shahada, shahada an la ilaha illallah, qa'ima ala ruknayn azimayn. Qa'ima ala ruknayn azimayn. That it is established upon two major pillars. That is established upon two major pillars. That is a nafyu wa ithbat. A nafyu wa ithbat. Negation an affirmation. نَفْيٌ عَامٌ فِي أَوَّلِهَا وَإِثْبَاتٌ خَاصٌ فِي آخِرِهَا. There is a general encompassing negation in the beginning of this testimony and a specific affirmation in the end. In the end. What is being negated and what is being affirmed? The right of worship. The right of worship is being negated. Being negated in a general absolute sense from everything besides Allah, in every manner and every aspect. And that right of worship is being affirmed for Allah alone. It's being affirmed for Allah alone in every meaning, in every understanding, every aspect, and every aspect. So the discussion here is about ibadah. It's about ibadah. And shahada and la ilaha illallah is about ibadah. So to understand the proper meaning is of utmost importance, is of utmost importance, the proper intended meaning of the statement in order to be upon the religion properly and correctly, to be upon insight and clarity in one's deen, and to worship Allah alone with no partners, and to be free from the doubts and misconceptions of the pagans and polytheists and those who have been affected by their way, and those who have attached their hearts to the creation besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even while they make this statement. Even while they make this statement, there are many in this manner. They're Muslims, or they ascribe to Islam, and they take the Shahada, and maybe they pronounce it numerous times in one day. If they violated its rights, if they violated its rights, and they oppose it in practice and in action, and they don't fulfill what it requires and necessitates, rather they contradict it exactly. And they contradict it exactly. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is because of a lack of understanding of this affair. So the Shahada, كَلِمَةُ الْإِخْلَاصِ, or كَلِمَةُ At-Tawheed, this is the testimony for the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. So a Tawheed is not established except in this manner with these two pillars. Except in this manner with these two pillars. At-tawheed is not established except in this manner with these two pillars. There must be negation and affirmation. At-tawheed, linguistically, the verb is wahada yuwahidu wahid tawheedan. Ja'ala shay'an wahidan. So that we understand this concept, and that is that at-tawheed, linguistically, it means to single something out and to make it one. To make something one or to single it out for something. To single it out for something. For example, if you want to single out the mention of a person being somewhere. For example, Zayd. If you're talking about Zayd, Zaydun fi dar, Zayd is in the house. If you affirm that, now we have affirmed that Zayd is in the house. But that doesn't mean nobody else is in there with him. You understand? That doesn't mean that nobody else, maybe Zayd is in the house and his mom might be in there too and his wife and kids. Somebody else might be in there with him. So this is just affirmation. With affirmation, we don't understand any that he's the only one in the house. And if it was said, for example, Zayd laysa fi ad-dar, he's not in the house. Somebody else might be in there. And it's not going to be established until you make the negation and the affirmation. So if you say, laysa fi ad-dar illa Zayd, no one's in the house except for Zayd. Now, you understand that no one is in the house with him. So in this manner, you have singled out Zayd for being in the house. No one's in the house except Zayd. If you say Zayd's in the house, doesn't mean that nobody else is there with him. Somebody else might be there with him. Somebody else might be there with him. But whenever you say no one is in the house except Zayd, now you understand that he's alone. You understand that he's alone. You understand this. This is called Tawheed, and linguistically. Linguistically, we can even affirm it. Go further. No one's in the house except Zayd alone by himself. No one's in the house except Zayd alone by himself. Just to emphasize the affair. So now you know that no one's in the house except Zayd and that he's alone by himself. And no one is with him. This is emphasizing this issue. So this is Tawheed linguistically. This is Tawheed linguistically. It is only established in this manner with negation and affirmation. So you're negating the existence of anyone in the house except Zayd, and you're affirming it for Zayd alone. So now you have singled out Zayd for being present in the home. This is understandable. This is clear. So this is the manner to establish the concept of a tawheed. This is linguistically. But we want to make the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal and declare Allah the one and only who has the right to be worshipped. And no one has the right to be worshipped but Him. So therefore, we must make negation and affirmation. And that negation here is with regards to the right of worship, and likewise the affirmation. And that negation is a general encompassing negation, negating the right of worship from every aspect, every manner, whatever it may be, with the heart, with the eyes, with the ears, with the tongue, with the money, any act of worship is negated from everything, no matter what it may be. Major or minor, an angel or a prophet or a messenger or something less than that, all of it is negated. The right of worship is negated from everything in every aspect, in every manner, except Allah. And it's affirmed in every meaning, in every understanding, for Allah alone. For Allah alone. This is the meaning of the Shahada. Understand this? So from here, the people of knowledge, they mentioned the Shahada, it means La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. No one has the right to be worshipped except Allah. No one is worshipped in truth or rightfully except Allah. And that means that everything that's worshipped besides Allah is worshipped in falsehood and not worthy. That means everything that's worshipped besides Allah, any manner, any aspect of worship, if it's affirmed that it's beloved and pleased to Allah from statements and actions, inward and outward, that we have discussed before, that it's ibadah, if it's directed to anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jalla in any manner, is falsehood and that thing is not worthy. It's falsehood and that thing is not worthy. And that's because Allah, He is the truth. And those whom they call Him besides Him is falsehood. And Allah, He is the Most High, and Allah, He is the Most Great. This is the evidence that the author, he mentioned, rahimahullah. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. That is because Allah, He is the truth. And that those whom they call on besides Him is falsehood. So here is the affirmation and negation. The affirmation that Allah, He is the truth. He is the true God. He is the one who is worshipped in right. He is the one who deserves to be worshipped in every aspect, in every manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and everything besides Him that they worship and call on is falsehood, meaning they're not worthy of worship. meaning they're not worthy of worship. So ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ حَقٌّ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ, that is affirmation. وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلُ, that is negation. This is the meaning of the shahada. This is the meaning of the shahada. And this is the understanding here now, the interpretation, لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one has the right to be worshipped in truth. No one is worshipped in truth. No one is worshipped rightfully except for Allah. Except for Allah. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. That's because Allah, He's the truth. He's the true God who's worthy of worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ أو هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ, يعني in سورة الحج and سورة لُكْمَان. The word الدعوة or dua means supplication, but also in general it means dua and devotion and servitude. Dua and devotion and servitude. So it's understood here, وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ يعني وَالَّذِينَ يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. Because from the essence of ibadah is a dua, as has come in the Tirmidhi from the hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah. Ad-du'a is ibadah. And it's the true essence and reality of ibadah. It's the foundation, the fundamental base of ibadah is du'a. So every ibadah that's performed properly is considered a type of du'a. Every ibadah that's performed properly is considered a type of du'a. Whenever you make salah, it's a du'a. You're calling on Allah to accept from you. Whenever you give charity, if you're sincere and truthful and your heart is attached to Allah with love, hope, and devotion and servitude and fear and trust and reliance, then you're calling on Allah Azza wa Jalla, not with your tongue, but with your actions. Whenever you lower your gaze, whenever you check your tongue, you're calling on Allah to accept from you. You're afraid of Him, you fear Him, you revere Him. You honor His commandments and prohibitions. You hope that He will accept from you. So this is a call. So this is a du'a, it's an invocation. Not with your words, but with your actions. Not with your words, but with your actions. So this is all considered du'a. And no doubt calling and supplicating with the tongue, this is du'a. So the du'a is two types. Du'a al-masala wa du'a al-ibadah. So this is understood here. وَالَذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ الْبَاطِلِ, those who they call on, meaning those who they worship besides Allah is falsehood. Those who they worship besides Allah is falsehood. So the worship of other than Allah is falsehood. And the worship of Allah is truth. لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ Illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. So the meaning of the word ilah is ma'bud. The meaning of the word ilah is ma'bud. This is the meaning in the Arabic language. This is the meaning in the Arabic language. These words here, they're synonyms. You have the verb alaha, ya'lahu. And you have the verb abada, ya'budu. And the masdar of both of them, ilahatan wa ibadatan. Alaha ya'lahu ilahatan. وَعَبَدَ يَعْبُدُ عِبَادَةً. They're synonyms. They have almost the same meanings. Although many of the scholars, they mentioned there's no absolute synonyms in the Arabic language, but there are words that have similar or close to the same meanings. From them, أَلَهَا يَعْبَدْ and أَبَدَ. أَلَهَا عَبَدَ. They both mean to worship. And التَّأَلُّه is the ta'abud. So أَلَهَا, from this verb, you have the ism fa'il. أَلِهُن. And from abada, you have the same thing, abidun. So the ala is the abid, because alaha means abada. Alaha means abada in the Arabic language. And also the ism maf'ul, you say ma'alu. And the ma'alu, it means ma'bud. So the ala or the abid is the worshipper. And the ma'alu or the ma'bud is the object of worship, the one that's being worshipped, the one that's being worshipped. Likewise, whenever we look at this word ilah, to further clarify that it means ma'bud, this word here is on the scale of fi'al. And there are many words in the Arabic language on the scale of fi'al, but they mean maf'ul. This is something common. There are certain scales. Sometimes a word will be on the scale of fa'il and it means maf'ul. Sometimes it'll be on the scale of fa'il and it means fa'il. Sometimes it'll be on the scale of fi'al, but it means maf'ul like we have here. There are scales in the Arabic language. And those who have knowledge of this affair, they understand it very clearly. This is from the fundamentals of al-lugha al-arabiyya, yani from the knowledge of sarf. So whenever you have words on the scale of fi'al, many times they mean maf'ul. Like the word kitab, it means maktub. And the word bisat, it means mabsut. And the word ghiras, it means maghrus. And the word mihad, it means mamhud. And there's many examples of this affair. So something that's written, it's called maktub. And we call it a book, right? Kitab. So the kitab is something that's maktub. And the ghiras, the plant that's planted or the seed that's planted, is something that's maghrus. You understand that? So the one that's spread out, that's mabsut, you call him bisat. The bisat, the firash, or mafrush, likewise. Other examples of this, of the scale and how it's used. So there are a number of examples in the Arabic language where the words that come on the scale of fi'al, they have the understanding and intended meaning of the maf'ul, meaning the object of the verb. The object of the verb. So ilah, it means ma'lu. From here, this is what the people of knowledge, they clarify. The ilah, fi'al, it means ma'lu, maf'ul. And these words are synonymous with ma'bud, because alaha and abada are synonyms. So therefore you say la ilaha ay la ma'bud, la ma'lu. Understand? Bihaq illallah. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. And to clarify what is intended from la ilaha, you don't say la ilaha mawjood. Illallah, la ma'bud mawjood illallah. That's not right. There's no God worshipped but Allah. This is the ideology of the people that claim that Allah is everywhere. Waliyadu billah. There's nothing worshipped except for it's Allah. Meaning that everything in the creation that's worshipped is Allah. This is falsehood. There are many things that are worshipped besides Allah. There are many gods besides Allah. There are many aliha, ilah. The plural is aliha. There are many of them. But their aliha, batila. وَالَذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ batil. So there are many things that they call and supplicate to and that they worship and devote themselves to for different reasons and based upon different creeds, but they're all falsehood. But they're all falsehood. Even Allah, He mentioned a number of aliha in His book by names. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّةَ وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَىٰ. This is the names of three different aliha, batila, that are present, they exist. But they're worshipped in falsehood. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. This is the names of five different idols. Five different ma'budat, ma'luhat, aliha, false and batila that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. They're affirmed in the book of Allah. So just say, لَا إِلَهَ مَوْجُودٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. This is not right. This is not right. Likewise, some of them, they say, La ilaha illallah. It means, La khaliqa illallah. There's no creator except for Allah. Is that right? Is that right? What are we talking about? The meaning. Ma mana shahadati an la ilaha illallah. This is our question. What is the meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah? This is what we're talking about, right? What are we talking about? The meaning of the shahada and la ilaha. What is the meaning of the shahada and la ilaha illallah? So we already found out it does not mean la ilaha mawjudun illallah. We say why? Because there are many aliha mawjuda min dunillah, but there are aliha batila. There are many gods. There are many objects of worship. There are many things that are taken as objects of worship, or their worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're falsehood. But they're falsehood. And they're not worthy of worship. So there are many aliha in existence. There are many things that are worshipped in existence, but those things are falsehood, and only Allah is the true God who's worthy of worship. So some they say la ilaha illallah, it means la khaliqa illallah. There's no creator except for Allah. Is that the meaning of the shahada?
That's false.
Is that the meaning of the shahada? No, it's not the meaning of the shahada. Is that the meaning of the shahada? That's not the meaning of the shahada. So there's another creator besides Allah? La khaliqa illallah. There's another creator besides Allah? Is there another creator besides Allah? But you're saying that this is wrong. You're going to have to clarify for me. No, you're saying there's no creator except for Allah? Huh? But we just said that's wrong. Right? He said that's wrong. It's wrong or right? Okay. The meaning of the shahada, the meaning, ما معنى الشهادة لا إله إلا الله؟ معناها لا خالق إلا الله. That's right. That's right. How somebody says to you, what's the meaning of the Shahada and La ilaha illallah? You tell them there's no creator except for Allah. Is that correct? No, it's not correct. Now I'm going to come back to you and tell you, what do you mean there's no creator besides Allah? There's another creator besides Allah? What do you mean it's not correct? You have to have the answer for this. Uh-huh. Ahmed. Uh-huh. The statement itself is true, but we're not talking about true statements and false statements. We're talking about the meaning of the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. So to say La khaliqa illallah, La raziqa illallah, La mudabbir lil amur, al-kawn illallah, this is all true. This is all true. La muhyi wa la mumida illallah. This is all true. No one sends the rain from the sky except for Allah. No one gives life or death except for Allah. No one creates or brings into existence except for Allah. No one can save you or protect you except for Allah. All of this is true, but that's not the meaning of the Shahada. That's not the meaning of the Shahada. You understand that? This is what the brother he said. The meaning of the Shahada, like we discussed, La ma'buda bihaqin illallah. The meaning of the Shahada is that there's nothing worthy of worship except for Allah. The clarification of this lies in understanding of Tawheed. The Shahada is about ibadah, not about rububiyyah. And it's by way of ibadah, you enter into the fold of Islam, not by the way of rububiyyah alone. You understand? So those who interpret the Shahada to mean La khaliqa illallah, wa la raziqa illallah, then they focus their aim on Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. You understand? They interpret the Shahada to mean Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So based upon that, Abu Jahl is a Muslim. And Abu Lahab is a Muslim. And Abdul Muttalib was a Muslim. And Abu Talib was a Muslim. Based upon that, the Pope is a Muslim. Huh? Right? The Pope is the Muslim and the Jews, they're Muslims. Because what do they believe? Do they believe there's another creator besides Allah? No, they all believe that Allah, He's the creator. They already believe that. In more than one verse. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ. If you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created them? لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, they will say Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if you ask them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who created the heavens and the earth? لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. Then for sure, they're going to say Allah. So this was their creed. The creed of Quraysh and the people who opposed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fought him and kicked him out of his home and attempted to murder him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and fought him. In the seerah, which is well known, they believe that there's no creator except for Allah. And they believe that there's no sustainer except for Allah. Rather, whenever things get scary or they're afraid for their life, they turn to Allah alone and call on Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something that's clear in the seerah, and likewise in the Quran, that whenever they're scared, they're riding in the ship and the likes like this, with the raqibu fil fulki, da'u Allah mukhlisina lahu ad-din. Whenever they ride in the ship and the waves get high, and they're afraid for their life, they call on Allah alone. They call on Allah alone. This is the way of Quraysh. This is the way of Abd al-Muttalib. This is millatu Abd al-Muttalib. And from their creed, is that they believe that Allah is the creator, that Allah is the provider, that Allah is the sustainer. There's no creator with Allah. The one who has authority and command is Allah. They only worship their idols, claiming that they'll bring them near to Allah. So this is how the deviant sects, they introduce shirk into the Ummah of Muhammad by misinterpreting the Shahada to indicate Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Because then if you say that the Shahada means there's no creator except for Allah, and I believe that, then if you call on a grave or if you slaughter for the jinn, so on and so forth, then this is not going to harm your religion because you testify there's no creator except for Allah. It's that, I'm not calling on Him. I don't believe He's the creator. I don't believe that He provides or sustains. No, He's just an intercessor. This is how they do that. They misinterpret the Shahada to indicate Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So therefore, whoever believes in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, then he's a Muslim. He's a Muslim and violating the rights of uluhiyah, worshiping others besides Allah, and taking intercessors and partners with Allah in worship, and devoting actions of worship to others besides Allah. All of this doesn't affect your Shahada. All of this doesn't affect your Shahada, because the Shahada means there's no creator except for Allah. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. This is the creed of the Sufiyah. This is the creed of the grave worshippers. This is the creed of the Rafidah and the likes like this. This is how they get there, by misinterpreting the Shahada. by misinterpreting the Shahada. What did they interpret the Shahada? To indicate Tawheed Rububiyyah. How did they do that? La khaliqa illallah. But that's not right. That's not true. If that was the case, then Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and the rest of them, they would have not fought the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They believed that already. Do you understand that? They already believed that. So it was because of the Shahada and their understanding of the true meaning of the Shahada and what is required and intended from the Shahada that caused them to reject and rebel against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to refuse to ever say it. And refuse to ever say it. What did they say? أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَا إِلَٰهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. He's trying to make all of the gods, all of the objects of worship one. We're only going to worship one. Oh man, this is something strange. So they know what it means. You cannot worship and call on others besides Allah Azza wa Jal if you take the Shahada. That's what the Shahada means and requires and necessitates. لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There's no God worthy of worship except for Allah. There's no God worthy of worship except for Allah. Even there's narrations from Imran and Hussein, if I remember correctly. Imran and Hussein, radiallahu anhu, as mentioned before, accepted Islam. That the Prophet asked about their gods. He said, how many gods do you have? He said, Sab'ah. He said, Sittatun fil ardi wa wahid fis sama'. There's six. He said, how many gods do you have? He said, we got seven. He said, you got seven gods? He said, yes, seven aliha. Six of them on earth and one of them in the heaven. One of them is above the heaven. So then the Prophet said, which one do you make for your raghaban or rahaban? Which one do you give your fear and your hope for? He said, the one in the heavens. Let's leave the ones on the earth then. Leave the ones on the earth then, because they know that the one in the heaven, he's the true God. And how is this, when is this clarified? Whenever they're scared. Whenever they're scared, they leave. They leave. They don't remember their gods anymore, the false gods on earth. Rather, their hearts go to the God that's above the heaven, the true God, huh? The true creator, the provider, and the one who has authority in him, and it goes to Allah. This was their creed, this was their belief. You understand that? So this it's not sufficient to say that there's no creator except for Allah and become a Muslim. There's no provider or sustainer except for Allah and become a Muslim. This is not how you enter into the fold of Islam. You must believe that, no doubt about that, but that's not sufficient. That's not sufficient. Even if somebody said there's no true God but Allah, that's not sufficient. Because they believe that the true God is above the heavens. You understand that? That's not what it means. It's not about that. It's about worship. You must negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah and believe that if it's worshipped besides Allah, it's worshipped in falsehood. And you must affirm the worship for Allah alone with no partners. Now you have made Tawheed. Now you have stated the Shahada. Now you have the key to paradise. Before that, there's no other interpretation. This is what he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, and this is something agreed upon. Ma'naha, nafyu istihqaq al-ibada an kulli ma siwa Allah ta'ala wa ithbatuha lillahi azza wa jalla wahdahu la sharika lahu fi ibadatihi kama annahu laysa lahu sharikun fi mulkihi. The meaning of the Shahada is to negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah and to affirm it for Allah alone with no partners in His worship, just like He has no partners in his dominion, authority, and command. He has no partners in creating or providing for the creation and having authority and command and control over the universe. He has no partners in these affairs. And His rububiyyah, likewise, He has no partners in worship. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what the Shahada is about. It's about worship. It's about ibadah. So there must be negation and affirmation. Negating what? The right to be worshipped from everything, in every manner, and every aspect besides Allah, and affirming that right of worship in every manner and every aspect for Allah alone. This is the meaning of the Shahada. Do you understand this? So when we discuss the Shahada, what are we talking about? It's called Kalimatu al-Ikhlas. Kalimatu al-Tawheed, al-Urwa al-Wuthqa, al-Kalima al-Tayyiba, al-Shahada. What is it? La ilaha illallah. What's it all about? It's about ibadah. It's about ibadah. This Shahada, which is about ibadah, is established on two pillars. What are they? Negation and affirmation. An-Nafyu wa al-Ithbat. What kind of negation? What kind of affirmation? Nafyu n'am, a general encompassing negation. What kind of affirmation? Ithbatun khas, a specific affirmation. The Shahada and La ilaha illallah is about ibadah. It stands on two pillars, negation and affirmation. The negation is encompassing absolute negation, and the affirmation is specific, precise affirmation. Negating the right of worship from everything in every manner and every aspect, from everything besides Allah, and affirming the right of worship in every manner, in every aspect, in every way for Allah alone. For Allah alone. This is the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. This is the meaning. This is the meaning. So we say La ma'budu bihaqqin illallah. We see this. So now it's clear. The negation and affirmation. We can see La ilaha la ma'budu bihaqqin illa Allah. You understand this? There's nothing worthy of worship. Nothing has the right to be worshipped. Nothing deserves to be worshipped. There's no true God worshipped in right. All of this is the same meaning. And all of this is negation. Illallah, except for Allah. Except for Allah. This is affirmation. So la ilaha is negation. Illallah is affirmation. You understand? Negation and affirmation. So we're going to now test your understanding. Test your understanding of these two pillars. Rukna al-Tawheed and Nafyu wal-Ithbat. The two pillars of al-Tawheed. Negation and affirmation. An encompassing negation and a specific affirmation. Negating the right of worship from everything besides Allah and affirming it for Allah alone. And affirming for Allah alone. This is something that Allah, He orders and has ordained and legislated for the people. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُمْ And your Lord has decreed and He has ordained أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُمْ That you should not worship anyone but Him. This is the meaning of the Shahada. This is what your Lord has ordained. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ And your Lord has ordained, meaning He has legislated and prescribed, that you should not worship anyone but Him. This is the meaning of the Shahada that we're discussing. Who can clarify? Yes.
The Shahada is built on two pillars, Nafi wa Ithbat. So, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا is Nafi. It's that you don't worship, it's Nafi, meaning
negation.
Negation. Wa Ithbat. Illa iyyah, except Him.
Ahsant. So in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, and your Lord has ordained, He has legislated, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا That you must not worship. This is negation. إِلَّا إِيَّهُ Except Him alone. So this is affirmation. So this verse here clarifies the meaning of the Shahada. This is what Allah has ordained. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله الله عز وجل he says وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا This is an order likewise وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا And worship Allah and do not associate any partners with Him whatsoever Same thing negation and affirmation Here the affirmation comes first وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ And worship Allah alone وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا And do not associate any partners with him whatsoever. Meaning in worship. Meaning in worship. And that's negation. You understand? So there's specific affirmation and a general encompassing negation. وَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent all of the prophets and messengers. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has sent all the prophets and messengers with the same call. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا And indeed, we have sent to every nation a messenger, proclaiming, أَلَّا تَعْبُؤَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ That you must worship Allah and avoid and stay away from all of the false deities that are worshipped besides Him. The word الطاغوت, In general, it means all of the false deities that are worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no nation except Allah, He sent a messenger to them. And that messenger proclaimed and called them to أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ To worship Allah and avoid and stay away from the false deities. This is أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ This is affirmation. وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ To stay away from all of the false deities that are worshipped besides Allah. This is the negation. This is the negation. So it's clear that That Allah, He sent all of the prophets and messengers with the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. They all call to the same call. Allah, He mentioned in His book, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَادٍ إِذْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. And remember Hud, the brother of Ad, whenever he warned his people in the Ahqaf, saying to them, and whenever he warned his people, bil Ahqaf, and indeed the messengers who came before him and likewise after them, all of them making the same proclamation, Allah ta'budu illallah, that you should not worship anyone except for Allah. So here Allah mentions that Hud alayhi salam, he was sent to the people of Ad, and he called them to that, and likewise the Nudur, yani the prophets, the messengers, the Nudur, yani Rusul, the warners, the messengers before him and after him, they all called to the same call. Allah ta'budu illallah. Do not worship anyone except for Allah. Inni akhafu alaykum adhaba yawmin, because indeed I'm afraid for you. I fear for you from a day, from a great day. I fear for you the punishment of a great day. So Hud alayhi salatu wasalam and the messengers before him and after him, they all had the same proclamation. Huh? Allah ta'budu illallah. Allah ta'budu illallah. Allah ta'budu illallah. That you should not worship anyone except for Allah. So this is La ilaha illallah. So again, this is another evidence clarifying this meaning, and that was the call of all of the prophets and messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about the first messenger. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, we sent Nuh to his people, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other true God worthy of worship but Him. Verily, I fear for you the torment of a great day. So this was the call of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya qawmi, O my people, u'budu Allah, worship Allah alone. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayru, you have absolutely no other God worthy of worship besides Him. U'budu Allah is ifbat, affirmation, specific. U'budu Allah, ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. This is encompassing negation. Encompassing negation. You have absolutely no other God worthy of worship besides Him. If you read it, if you continue reading in the stories of the prophets here, all of them, they said the same thing. You move on to Salih, and you move on to Shu'aib, and you move on, they all, Ya qawmi, this is the call of the prophets and messengers, all of them to their ummah. All of them, each to their ummah, that they called them to the statement, La ilaha illallah. O my people, worship Allah. You have no other true God worthy of worship besides Him. And into the statement, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And likewise, Allah, He mentioned to His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, clarifying this affair, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكِ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except we revealed to him saying, none has the right to be worshipped but me. So worship me alone. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكِ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. That there none has the right to be worshipped but me, so therefore worship me alone. This is what Allah, He says. He said, O Prophet Muhammad, there was no messenger that we sent before you except we revealed to them. And أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, that there is none who has the right to be worshipped by me. So la ilaha illa ana. The same. La ilaha illallah. Negation and affirmation. Fa'budun. Any fa'buduni. So therefore worship me. Meaning alone. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was ordered by his Lord to say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا أَحَدًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I only call on my Lord. إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو. We send da'wah. What does that mean? أَدْعُو يعني أَعْبُدُو. I only call on, I only worship, I only devote myself to Allah, my Lord. إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. There's the meaning of the shahada here. Where's it at? إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو رَبِّي. This is clarifying the specific. إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو رَبِّي. إِنَّمَا I only call on my Lord. I only invoke and supplicate to my Lord. I only worship and devote myself to my Lord. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. And I do not associate any partners whatsoever with him. This is understood. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. And I do not associate any partners with him whatsoever. So this one likewise has the specific affirmation and the encompassing negation, establishing the right of Allah to be worshipped alone. This is Tawheed. This is Ikhlas. This is the meaning of the Shahada and La ilaha illallah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned, and Allah clarified his story in the book likewise. وَاعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And I shall leave you. Whenever he said to his people, his father and his people, what did he say? وَاعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. I will leave you. I will go away from you. I'll avoid you and stay away from you. And those who you call on besides Allah. And those who you call on except for other than Allah. وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. And I'll call on my Lord. And I'll call on my Lord. This is the meaning of the Shahada. وَاَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَاءِ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. He said, I shall leave you and those whom you invoke and call on besides Allah, and I will call on my Lord. And I hope that I shall not be unblessed in my invocation to my Lord. Where's the meaning of the Shahada here? Negation and affirmation. وَاَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. I'm going to leave you. Al-i'tizal, al-ibti'ad. I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go away from you and those who you call on besides Allah. I'm going to leave you and go away from you and those whom you call on besides Allah. This is? Man, I'm out of here. You call on somebody besides Allah? He's gone. You understand? He's gone. He's like, I'm leaving. Mom, dad, when it comes to this, now, I'm going. I'm leaving. A'tazilukum wa ma tad'una min dunillah wa ad'u Rabbi. And I call out my Lord. عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدُعَىٰ رَبِّي شَقِيًّا. And hopefully my Lord will never let me down in my supplication to him. And he knows that with great trust and reliance. So, وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي, this is affirmation. So there's negation and affirmation. All of these verses here and many others, they clarify this meaning that we're discussing. The meaning, the intended meaning of the Shahada. The intended meaning of the Shahada. The intended meaning of the Shahada. The key to paradise. The reason why the Prophet ﷺ, he was sent. For the Shahada. For the Shahada. So to believe that Allah is the creator alone with no partners, no doubt, this is part of the creed. But this creed here is not sufficient. Rather, this is the gateway. This is the gateway. If you come to the door and don't open it, it will not benefit you. If you come to the door, but you don't go through it, it will not benefit you. You come to the door of Rububiyyah and you see that Allah, He's the creator, He's the provider, He's the sustainer, He gives life, He gives death, He's under you're under His command, you're under His authority, nothing happens except for His will. He sends the rain from the sky. He causes the crops to grow. You see that He provides eyesight, hearing, you admit all of these affairs. And then after that, you worship somebody besides Him, it will not help you. You understand? So the Rububiyyah is the gateway. It's the gateway, and it's the means to deify Allah and to worship Him and to sing Him out, to put trust and reliance upon Him by knowing Him, by knowing His lordship, by knowing His authority, by knowing His command, by knowing His beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection. But knowing them simply will not benefit. It must bring the fruit of action, because the tawheed is two aspects: the tawheed al-ilmi, what tawheed al-amali, and the intent from the ilm is the amal. Wal ilm biduni amal la yanfa bal yadur. Understand that. So knowledge, the tawheed is two types. Knowledge based in the application of the tawheed. And if you have knowledge of the tawheed, but you do not apply it, it will not benefit you. Or they will harm you. It will be a proof against you. So what is intended from the tawheed, you have to bring both parts. The knowledge based tawheed, but the intent from that is to apply the tawheed. To uphold the rights of tawheed in application with love and servitude and devotion and humble obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is intended. So if a person, he realizes Tawheed al-Rububiyyah or something from the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, but that doesn't cause him to surrender and submit to Allah, then it will not benefit him. Because the Shahada is about worship. So if he worships others besides Allah Azza wa Jalla, or refuses absolutely to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shahada will not benefit. The Shahada will not benefit. You understand this? Because it's about worship. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. And all of these verses and other verses, they clarify this. قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن عبد الله الذي يتوفاكم ومرت أن أكون من المؤمنين. This is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قل يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في شك من ديني فلا أعبد الذين تعبدون من دون الله ولكن عبد الله. Say to them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, O mankind, O you people, if you're in doubts about my religion and way of life, then indeed I do not worship those whom you worship besides Allah, but I worship Allah, the one who has called you to die. The one who caused you to die. So the one who caused you to die, the one who has the rububiyyah, the one who has these beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, he's the one that I worship. He's the one that I worship. And they know that likewise, but still they worship others besides him. So if they have doubts about that affair, then you make it clear. I don't worship or call on anyone but Allah alone. This is what the Prophet was ordered. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِّن دِينِي فَلَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ الذي يتوفاكم وأمرت أن أكون من المؤمنين ونقم وجهك للدين حنيفا ولا تكونن من المشركين ولا تدع من دون الله ما لا ينفعك ولا يضرك فإن فعلت فإنك إذا من الظالمين وإن يمسسك الله بضر فلا كاشف له إلا هو وإن يردك بخير فلا راد لفضله يصيب به من يشاء من عباده وهو الغفور الرحيم. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O mankind, if you are in doubt as to my religion, then know that I worship not those whom you worship besides Allah, but I worship Allah, the one who will cause you to die, and I'm commanded to be among the believers. And it was revealed to me that you must direct your face, O Muhammad, towards the religion of Hanifiyyah, Islamic monotheism, and to never be one of the mushrikeen, those who worship others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not call on anyone besides Allah that can either benefit you or help you or harm you whatsoever. And if you do so, then you will certainly be from the wrongdoers. And if Allah touches you with any harm, none can remove it but Him. And if he intends any good for you, there is none who can repel his favor, which he causes to reach whomever he wills from his slaves. And he is the all-forgiving and the most merciful. But this is also here mentioned in the same context, clarifying the barahin, the proofs and evidences, why you don't worship those whom they worship besides Allah, but you worship Allah alone. Why you don't call on those who they call on besides Allah? Why you call on Allah alone? Because he's the one who caused you to die. He's the one who has brought you into existence. He's the one who provides and sustains you. He is your Lord and Creator. He's your Master and Cherisher. He's the one who has authority and command. So therefore, to worship anyone besides him is the greatest falsehood, is the greatest of falsehood and the worst of all crimes. Is the greatest of all falsehood and the worst of all crimes. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ And Allah, he mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَإِذْ قَالِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينِ وَجَعَلَهَا كَلِمَةً بَاقِيَةً فِي عَقِبِهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ And remember whenever Ibrahim, he said to his father and his people, Verily, I'm innocent. I'm free of what you worship except him, meaning Allah alone who created me. And verily, he will guide me. And verily, he will guide me. And he made it a statement, a word that will remain in his lineage. Hopefully, they will return and to the truth. And from his family, hopefully, they will follow the same way. But here we have the same issue, the negation and affirmation. We need somebody to identify that. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي Whenever Ibrahim said to his father and his people, Indeed, I am free from those whom you worship, except for the one who created me. Huh? He freed himself from those whom they worship, and he did not free himself from the one who created him. So this is La ilaha illallah. So also from that meaning and that negation, what it requires is Al-Bara'a min ash-shirki wa ahlihi. This is Islam. To free oneself, like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, from shirk and his people. Also as well, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and those true believers along with him, al-hunafa, in his time, alayhi salatu wa salam, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ Indeed, there has been an excellent example for you and Ibrahim and those with him and those along with him and those who believed and followed him عليه الصلاة والسلام. Whenever they said to their people, Verily we are free from you and whatever you worship besides Allah. الْبَرَاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَهَدِهِ We're free from you and whatever you worship besides Allah. We have rejected you and between us and you is enmity and hatred have appeared forever until you believe in Allah alone. Until you believe in Allah alone. So likewise, the meaning of this negation requires bara'a. And bara'a is a negation and bara'a, you free yourself. Not only do you say there's nothing worthy of worship whatsoever, you free yourself as well from those things that are worshipped. You don't have nothing to do with them. They're on a completely different path, a different way. That you're on, you're completely contrary and opposite to that. You have no concern for you hate that and dislike it, worshiping others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you worship Allah alone, the one who created you, the one who provides you, the one who sustains you, the one who's going to cause you to die, that you're going to return to alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he mentioned in his book, clarifying some more details of the requirements of the Shahada and also the meaning of the Shahada. So here we're looking at the meaning before we move on, the meaning of the Shahada. What did they say? Inna bura'u minkum mimma ta'budun min dunillah. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. So there's negation and affirmation. Where's the negation? إِنَّ بَرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا We're free from you and what you worship besides Allah. This is negation. We're free from that. We're innocent of that. We're free from that. We have nothing to do with that. We're not involved in that whatsoever. We're free from the bara'ah. And bara'ah is to be innocent and free from something. And to state that free, I'm free from that. I have no involvement in that whatsoever. So they free themselves in this manner. حتى تؤمنوا بالله وحده. That enmity will return until you believe in Allah alone. Because we say, لا إله إلا الله. And that means, لا معبود بحق إلا الله. لا معبود بحق إلا الله. So the negation and affirmation is clear. Likewise, Allah, He says, لا إكراه في الدين. There's no compulsion in the religion. قد تبين الرشد من الغي. Indeed, the right, upright guidance has been clarified from deviation and misguidance. No compulsion in the religion, meaning that if a person does not believe based upon sincere faith and contentment in his creed, it will not be accepted from him. Not meaning that you have the choice to believe. No compulsion in the religion. You can be a Jew if you like. No compulsion in religion. You can be a Christian if you like. This is crazy. That's not correct. Nobody would believe that. My man, Abdullah Zakhallah Khair. This is not right, right? He's smiling because you understand this is not right. Even the youngest one who's raised upon Tawheed, upon the Fitrah, he knows it's not right. You can be a Christian, you can be a Jew. Nah, that's not how you get to Jannah. That's how you go to the fire. That's how you go to the fire. So, la ikraha fi din, there's no compulsion in the religion. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that you can choose whatever religion you like. That means that the religion that is accepted is the one that one complies to and believes in and follows upon in contentment. You can't force somebody. You can't force somebody to follow the religion. If they followed by force and were not content in their heart, that would not be accepted from them. If they said shahada, for example, out of force, just for dispute or debate, just for debating, somebody forced him to say the shahada, but he did not believe it in his heart, it will not benefit him and he's not a Muslim. It will not benefit him and he was not, even if he said it. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ رُشْدُ مِنْ الْغَيِّ. Because the right guidance is clarified from falsehood and deviation. The right guidance is clarified from falsehood and deviation. So Allah, He clarifies now, and this is our point, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا. So therefore, whoever disbelieves in the ta'wud and all of the false deities that are worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever disbelieves in them and believes in Allah, then his grasp is the strongest handhold. Yani الشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. A handhold that will never break and never fail him. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah, He is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. So here we see the meaning of the shahada and likewise requirements of the shahada. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. So whoever disbelieves in the ta'wut and believes in Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Then he's the one who's holding fast to the shahada. So this negation and affirmation here, where's it at? Where's the negation? الْكُفْرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. الكفر بالطاغوت فمن يكفر بالطاغوت الكفر بالطاغوت. This is a negation. This is a negation. This is what that negation means. When you say لا إله, it means الكفر بالطاغوت. You understand? لا إله يعني لا معبود بحق إلا الله. Now we understand what it means. It means that you must disbelieve in those things that are worshipped besides Allah. You, not only do you not worship anyone but Allah, but you must believe that everything that's worshipped besides Him is falsehood. And you must disbelieve in that. How do you disbelieve in that? By believing that it's worship in falsehood and not worthy of worship. How do you disbelieve in the ta'wud? How do you disbelieve in the things that are worshipped besides Allah? By believing that they're worshipped in falsehood and they're not worthy of worship. That's what you believe. In this manner, you disbelieve in the ta'wud. وَيُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ. What does it mean to believe in Allah? To affirm and to believe that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and He alone is worshipped in truth. He alone is worshipped in truth. So from the requirements of the shahada, la ilaha illallah, is the negation and affirmation, but that means that you must disbelieve in all of those false gods. Meaning you must believe that they're worshiping falsehood. It's not allowed to worship other gods besides Allah. It's not allowed to walk around the grave. It's not allowed to call on the dead man. It's not allowed to beg the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his grave. It's not allowed to do this. It's not allowed to call on an angel. It's not allowed to slaughter for a jinn. It's not allowed to do any action of worship for anyone but Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not allowed. So you have to believe that. You have to believe that. You have to, and if you see it, if it's done, you disbelieve it. That's falsehood. That's falsehood. Building on the graves and calling on the people in the graves and the saints and the likes like this. This is falsehood. This is an evil and foul and lowly way. An evil and a foul and lowly way. Calling on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an evil and a foul and lowly way. It's from the worst of all ways. The worst violation of the rights of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to make shirk with him. And he's the messenger of Allah, the slave of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the shahada is about this affair here. It's about ibadah. It's about ibadah. La ma'budu bihaqqin illallah. Illallah. La ma'budu bihaqqin illallah. So it must be established in this manner. There cannot be any other interpretation. There's no other interpretation of the shahada except this interpretation. It must be about ibadah. It must be about ibadah. You can't say there's no creator except for Allah. There's no true God except for Allah. All of this is right, but that's not the meaning of the shahada, because they believe that Allah, he's the true God, but they take intercessors along with him. You have to make the ibadah for Allah with no partners. You understand that? You have to make the ibadah for Allah alone. In this manner, the shahada is established. We read it again. What does the author he say? معناها نفي استحقاق العبادة أن كل ما سوى الله تعالى وإثباتها لله عز وجل وحده لا شريك له. That it means that you must negate the right of worship from everything besides Allah and affirm that right for Allah alone with no partners. Affirm that right for Allah alone with no partners. So it's about ibadah. So if somebody says there's no creator except for Allah, did we establish the rights of the shahada? There's no God but Allah. Did we establish it? If somebody said there's no true God but Allah, that's not the means, that's not the key for Jannah. You have to talk about ibadah. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. None is worshipped in truth except for Allah. No one deserves to be worshipped except for Allah. Now you have established the shahada. This is the meaning of the shahada. This is what is required from us. This is the key to paradise. This is the key to paradise. No other interpretation is accepted. These verses here, they all clarify that. If we had time, we would keep on going. I mentioned I have a number of narrations from Bukhari and Muslim, all clarifying the same affair. Whenever Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he was asked by the Prophet, do you know the right of Allah and upon the slaves and the right of the slaves upon Allah? What did he say? I don't know. Allah and his messenger know best. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Inna haqq Allah ala ibad. And ya'buduhu wa la yushriku bihi shay'a. Indeed, the rights of Allah upon the slaves is that they worship him alone and not associate any partners with him. That's the meaning of the shahada. Whenever he sent Mu'ayyad likewise to Yemen, what did he say to him? فَلِيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ الشَّهَادَ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. In some words, and you wahid Allah. And you to make the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ibadatillah. And likewise in many other narrations. In Allah yalla lakum thalath. Indeed, Allah is pleased with you with three. What was the first one? And ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay. That you worship him alone and do not associate any partners with him. That you worship him alone. This is affirmation. That you do not associate any partners with him. This is negation. So this is the meaning of the shahada. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to. This is what it means whenever he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Qulu ya qawmi qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu." All my people say la ilaha illallah and you'll be successful. Not meaning saying that you believe there's no creator but Allah, you'll be successful. If that was the case, they would have said that. They already believe that. Say there's no provider or sustainer except for Allah. If that was the case, that they would have said that. They would have said that, but they refused to. There's no true God but Allah. If that's the case, they would have said that. But they refused to say that because they know what it means. It means that the ibadah must be for Allah alone, and they're not ready to do that. That's why they fought him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You understand? And the reason why the people today, they say that statement, la ilaha illallah, yet they violate it because they don't understand this meaning. And they make false interpretations indicating otherwise, indicating that you just must affirm the rububiyyah. Or the likes like this, in this manner, they attempt to make shirk lawful or permissible, or even claim some of them that it's tawheed wa liyadu billah. So it's of utmost importance to understand this understanding. La ma'buda bi haqqin illallah. La ma'buda bi haqqin illallah. La ma'buda bi haqqin illallah. None has the right to be worshipped except for Allah. This is the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah cause us to live upon it and to die upon it. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.